Success in combat requires an ability to know when to fight and when not to. Today on Veterans Voices, Army veteran Tom McMurtry from Clayton tells his wife Jean about a life-saving lesson he learned while in the service.
Can you tell me about your best day when you were in the war?
Well, let me say about the worst day first because they were really connected. So the worst day was when there was a series of reasonable military decisions made by reasonable men that ended up getting some civilians killed that shouldn't have died. My job, since I was in no part of that chain of command or this chain of decisions, my job was to show up the next morning with my little team and do a eyes-on battlefield damage assessment of this terrorist target. We show up there, and it's just a farmer's house. It's just these farmers. And I'm in the bedroom, and I'm standing in a puddle of these children's blood, and out the window is the coffin being nailed together, for their father with grave diggers working on the hillside, and I'm explaining why the Americans have done this and how it was not our fault. And that was a hard day. The best day was when I saw the same series of reasonable military decisions going exactly the same way, and I was able to stop it. We were on a routine military patrol in the open areas west of Fallujah, and I run into a group of engineers who've been in country like maybe 2 weeks. Anyway, and they had one particular truck that was stuck. I mean, it was way stuck. It had come off the soft earthen embankment of one of the irrigation canals and was just in it. And the truck was going nowhere. And so they, in a bit of a panic, said, well, we can't leave the truck. We can't move the truck. We're stuck with this stuck truck. And at the same time, then there's gunfire that comes just, these tracers just streaking over their heads. And I'm with the local guys. And none of them flinch. And say, oh, what's that? Oh, it's a wedding. It's a little group right over there just on the other side of the trees. They're having a wedding. I said, oh, okay. So I go over there, and these guys, the engineers, are down. They're in fighting position. They've already called for the QRF, the quick response force, to come screaming in. They've called for an airstrike. We are being attacked. And I'm walking down the road saying, hi, guys. And they're yelling, get down, we're being attacked. And so I get down with the lieutenant, and he says, I said, yeah, there's a wedding. He said, no, it's a wedding. These bullets went right over our head. And I said, did any of them strike the ground in front of you or near you? Did any of them come across the earth trying to kill you? He said, no, they all went overhead. I said, yeah, it's a celebratory gunfire. There's a wedding. These guys, shoot guns in the air to celebrate things. It's on the other side of the trees. It's a wedding. He didn't believe it. Didn't buy off of it. I said, okay, here's the deal. We'll sit here, you and me, and if you're attacked, I will put all of my rifles and all of my machines into your fight, every one of them. We will stay here till it's done. I will not abandon you. We are in your fight. But if nothing happens in 15 minutes, I need you to cancel all that stuff and not kill any of these people in this wedding. And that was okay with him. And we sat there for several minutes, and he got back on the radio, and he canceled the ground assault and the airstrike. And my very best day, it was when nothing happened.
That was Army veteran Tom McMurtry talking with his wife, Jean. Their conversation took place at WISO as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative, which visited the Miami Valley last summer. Veterans Voices on WISO is presented by RightPath Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by David Seitz and Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.